USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli forces are pressing deeper into Gaza City. Israel is agreeing to daily four-hour pauses into fighting for daily humanitarian aid and to get in and allow people to get out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at a news conference on Saturday,
after Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there. And to assure that there is no such threat, as long as necessary, the IDF will control as far as security is concerned.
A Texas police officer was killed in a shooting that also left a shooter dead and another officer wounded. Two additional individuals were found dead inside a home in Austin. The incident began when officers were called to the home shortly after 3 a.m. Saturday by a woman screaming that she was being stabbed. When officers attempted to enter the home, they faced gunfire, leading to a SWAT team intervention, resulting in the death of the suspect and the injury of one officer. So far, no names have been released. California is taking a stand against fake news by teaching classes about it in public schools.
Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students in schools to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, these lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes throughout the school year. I'm John Schaefer.
Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this year. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most likely to be affected by El Niño, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwestern California, as well as southern United States. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President George W. Bush expressed confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end, fostering unity among all Americans.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, quote, one side is guilty and it's not Israel. The nation paid tributes to its military veterans today. President Biden took part in a Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery Saturday morning. Biden announced changes to veterans' health care benefits, including the creation of a task force designed to protect veterans from scams. Jim Harbaugh of Michigan has been suspended from coaching games for the remainder of the regular season, according to an announcement from the Big Ten. The suspension comes as the NCAA conducts an investigation into allegations regarding Michigan's potential involvement in a sign-stealing program during the previous season. President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. Republicans allege that the president has engaged in unlawful profit from his family's foreign business dealings. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.